Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Andrew Mayer is filling in for Kasim today. He's been a guest host in our podcast several times. And our guest today is Brittany. And Brittany, I guess if you just want to tell our audience where you're located and what you do for a living.
Hi, my name is Brittany Goebel, and I'm located in the Los Angeles area. And I'm close to the South Bay and your turn, San Francisco. And I've been doing photography since 2016, and I work with couples, families, portrait, mainly couples, weddings, elopements.
So how did you get into photography? I think it's, you know, now there's so many people with, you know, smartphones trying to do photography, but I mean, obviously, you know, you've been doing it for a long time, way before it was big on smartphones. So what kind of got you into the industry?
I used to do modeling back in high school and stuff, and I've also like had the little the shot cameras. I always loved using those. Yeah. And I just enjoy like
those digital cameras, the small tiny ones.
Yeah, I used to have that before I had my Canon Mark II.
So I guess as of right now, right? How are you finding your current clients? Is it mostly through Instagram? Do they find income through your website? Where do they, how do you get most of your business today?
My clients are from Facebook groups, Instagram, Facebook referrals, friends, family.
So Facebook groups, I guess, interesting, because honestly, I have not had anybody say, I've heard people say it in the past, but do you post in the groups or like, How are you finding people for your business, like in the Facebook groups?
I post, like if a couple posts like what they need, like 8 hours, like I would put my website and send them all my information.
So often, go ahead.
And I could tell you the process, like when you're ready for that.
No, yeah, sure, yeah, go for it. I'm sure it with
okay.
Us.
Usually the client will go on the website and then inquiry, and I'll send them the price quote, and I'll send them the prices and stuff like that. And we'll also do a Zoom meeting so we could get to know each other and see if it's the right
thing. Awesome. So that's an interesting thing. I mean, it's smart that you have that meeting, but do you turn like, well, it took a lot of people down, or like, what do you look for when you're looking for, I guess, the right fit when it comes to your clientele?
I would say just happy couples. Just like I love documenting like every couple, like every culture, and if anyone like that lives in the United States, LA, Europe, whichever, I'm willing to travel anywhere.
So what's the furthest place that you've traveled for a photo shoot?
Palm Springs, San Diego, Santa Barbara, near that area. Yeah, Santa Barbara. I've done a lot. In San Diego.
So what's the, I mean, have you done any like crazy photo shoots? Because I feel like you see these people that do it in these like insane climates or on the mountains, or like, have you ever done like anything like that before?
I love all that stuff. Yeah, I like the hiking stuff, like mountain, all that nature.
Oh, that's cool. And I think
like ocean, awesome. Depending on like what the client like wants, I could suggest some spots to them.
So like, when does it occurs to you like, I want to be a photographer, I want to be in this profession? Like, what was that click moment of click?
I would say my grandma passing, like it's really valuable, like the pictures. Like, you never know, like anything could happen, and like the things I've been through, you can't take life for granted. And I've worked with old folks, and they tell me all their stories, and it's really taught me a lot.
So what do you most like about your profession? Like that, the thing that you love about doing?
I love storytelling and showing emotion in the photos.
You know, like there are many new peeps that are about to jump into photography. What is your message for them? Like, if you want to go for it, just go for it.
I've been self-taught, but also I do I do YouTube and I follow other photographers, and they taught me.
That's awesome. So I guess in terms of your business, right? Because I think when it comes to photography, I mean, one of the tricky things is that, you know, you can only, you know, service so many clients because you're just one photographer, right? So when it comes to scaling your business, like, what are you thinking about? Like, you mentioned YouTube, like, you know, trying to grow in revenue from YouTube or other social platforms. Like, I guess, what are the next steps for you in taking your business to the next level?
I would say being busy.
But as of now, like, are you not as busy as you would like to be? Or, like, I mean, I'm sure it's like, I know with photography, somebody told me this, and you can, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think some of it is definitely seasonal, you know, maybe like more weddings and some time of year, like summertime or whatever. So it's like, are you just not as busy in certain times of the year as you would like to be? Or, like, I guess, like, from that standpoint, like, what does that look like?
I'm still building my clientele.
So in terms of your clientele, and you mentioned how they, you know, find you through Facebook, Instagram, whatever, but, you know, how much of it is referrals? Like, do you get like a lot of referrals? Because you might have, you know, I think especially in this industry, I've seen where referrals are a big thing, where you might have really good photos.
It's really good. Yeah. It's really awesome. Yeah, I would say it's 50%.
Okay. Oh. Wow. Yeah. Referrals.
And also, I'm on Google Maps, so you can, all my reviews are on there.
What do you think separates you from your competition? Like, what makes you better? Because there are a lot of photographers out there. Like,
that's right. I would say I give a lot of photos. I show them, like, their emotions in the photo. I don't, like, cut corners. I want the client to be happy. Like, I don't have any deserve, like, to having all the photos, so I give them to my client.
Important. Yeah, I mean, not cutting corners and ensuring satisfaction. I think, like I mentioned earlier, I love you're able to, you know, have that Zoom call beforehand. So
yeah, especially like getting to know the clients, like, so it'll be an easier step in our session.
No, it's smart. So I guess in terms of, I mean, we're a tech company, so we always ask this question. So how does technology play a role? And because you obviously have a website, right? You're on social media, but how does that play a role in your business day to day?
I'm pretty much on it all the time, either on, like, Facebook, like, trying to, like, gain clients and get to know people.
No, that's smart. So, like, but you're posting on IG a lot, right, or Instagram a lot, but, like, you know, do you...
And I have a YouTube channel where it shows, like, my clients how I work, so that, like, when they go in their session, they could see. And I'm also on Pinterest, they could see my photos. And then also I use some of my photos. Someone's visual, I could show them how to do it. I show them the exact photo, like, when we're in the session.
Yeah, that's cool. So I guess in terms of social media, like, do you ever run ads, or, like, have you thought about that? Like, yeah, 'cause we always, like, you know, are curious about people's strategies for outreach.
Oh, yeah. I do Facebook ads, Instagram, YouTube, Google.
So was that successful for you, or do you still run ads, or I guess, like, what did that look like for you?
Yeah, I do run ads, like every now and then.
So you've been able to get clientele from running ads?
Yeah, and it's mainly referrals. And
no, that's smart. So I guess as of right now, you know, what is your biggest pain point, I guess, in your business?
Pinpoint, I would say working with couples.
Like, I mean, yeah, but obviously, like, you're working with couples, right? But I guess it's like, I mean, but, like, what specifically is it? Just like when you have two people and, you know, a couple, right? It's like that they want different things, or like getting alignment, or like what specifically, if you kind of go more into detail about like what is a pain point there? Because that is, I think, at least from what I understand, is most of your photography business is working with couples. Like, what specifically about that is a pain point for you?
I mean, I tell them like how the steps in, like, the session, like, how it goes.
But I guess just getting them to understand, like, what is needed, or I guess, like, I guess if you can kind of just, like, elaborate, because I just want to try audience understand, like, people who are aspiring photographers, like, what's a pain point, how you can improve, you know, on that.
How could I say it again?
Well, I guess, like, okay, so just the way that I view it, right, is a pain point is something that, Like for us, a pain point, for example, for our business, is that we've had trouble with calendars. And as you can see what happened, we were kind of late for the call, but we had trouble syncing up our times, right? So we're working on getting better synchronization of our timing so we don't have that issue. So I guess that's what I'm getting at.
Okay, yeah. So for my couples, I have a square up with all my sessions, like depending on how long they want to do their session, and they could book on there to make it easier for me and the client. And at that point, I either approve it or I decline it, or we could change like another date if that works for them and me.
Awesome. So I guess in terms of your business, you know, you were talking about like your, you know, like a big priority obviously is, you know, getting more business, but I guess outside of that, what's second on your list? Like, do you think of, because one of the cool things, and this is just what I've seen, obviously, like I mentioned that we're in tech, is that AI coming into the picture when it comes to photography. So is that something that you're seeing in terms of trends, like utilizing AI? Have you thought about that? Like, what does that look like for your business?
I don't have experience with it right now, but I do know, like, I'm still researching it, learning that.
Yeah, like, you know, basically the AI is like the couples nowadays are giving their portrait pictures. Couple giving their portrait pictures to AI and they generate multiple tons of different type of photos for them.
Yeah, and that's I hear also some couples don't like it. So like some photographers will mention it on their profile.
That they don't use the AI?
Yeah, they don't want an AI like photographer.
Oh, really?
But I don't know. There's always mixed things, like depends on the person.
So yeah. Exactly. What would you say if someone's getting into photography right now? Like, what is a quality that somebody, like a top quality somebody needs to have to be as successful as yourself?
In photography, I would say consistency, communication with your clients, like meeting them and like making them feel comfortable.
So in terms of couple photo shoots, right, are you typically doing, you know, like if somebody just got engaged, just got married, or do you ever do like actual weddings? I guess like, what is most of that business look like for you?
I do couples sessions, weddings, elopements, depending on what the client needs.
Awesome. Well, Umair is a part of a couple, so he might need a photo shoot soon.
Yeah,
he's excited. He's getting married soon. So.
That's so exciting.
That's cute.
Awesome. Well, you know, I just want to say, you know, just to wrap it up, right, in terms of just advice that you have for young photographers, you know, people or just young people that want to be entrepreneurs as well, because you start like your own business, you do photography. I think it's a very admirable thing because a lot of people are afraid to make that jump and do it full time, do what you're doing, right? Because I know so many people, that's why I asked you before we spoke, I'm like, are you doing it full time? So many people are afraid, like, oh no, I don't want to do it full time. I don't know if I can, you know, make a living out of it. But like, what advice do you have for somebody that is not sure if they want to make that jump, to make that jump and pursue photography?
I would say just do a lot of like classes that you can, like follow like photographers that you really like. And if they offer classes, that really helps. YouTube, like Instagram, like other photographers, Facebook group. And there's also like other things, other classes you could go.
You were saying just to make sure that you're getting inspiration from people that are professionals.
And that helps a lot.
Amazing. Well, Brittany, I just want to say thank you so much for your time. I learned a lot. You're the first photographer. Yeah, you're the first photographer that we've interviewed. And it was a great interview. So thanks again. And have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Dana, I will be getting
in touch
with her soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
It was good meeting you too.
All right, bye.